From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of April 15th, 2019. This week, our guest host is Lily Michaud, the Spring 2019 intern at the Virginia Water Resources Research Center.
For this week's episode, we focus on the topics of stormwater management, storm drain marking, and a creative approach in Virginia designed to increase awareness of local watersheds. We start with some music for stormwater. Have a listen for about 15 seconds to Part of Storm, composed by Torrin Hallett, a graduate student at Manhattan School of Music in New York. Upon listening to that music, you may get the sense that water has a story. The notes and patterns convey the idea that water endures a fascinating journey. Water's journey involves both natural pathways across land and through the atmosphere, as well as human-made pathways through pipes, into drains, and across pavement, with significant impacts as it travels through both kinds of pathways. The water in human-made pathways is what we call stormwater. Stormwater is defined by the US EPA as rain or snowmelt that flows over land or impervious surfaces such as paved streets, parking lots, and building rooftops and does not soak into the ground. In developed areas, typically, the stormwater ends up going down a storm drain. Water that flows into storm drains gets directly channeled into local waterways and watersheds without any passage through a wastewater treatment plant. Storm drain marking is an educational and cost-effective way to raise awareness about the connection between stormwater and the environment. Markers can range from basic stamps that say, "Do not dump, empties to stream," to more elaborate depictions of the ecosystem that is receiving the stormwater. The town of Blacksburg, Virginia, has chosen the latter, more picturesque approach to tell its local stormwater story. In 2019, Blacksburg conducted its second annual storm drain mural competition, where the winning designers paint their design on a local storm drain. In 2018, four unique designs were selected and assigned to storm drain locations around downtown Blacksburg. The designs include realistic and symbolic depictions of landscapes, waterways, and aquatic creatures. According to Coffee Howard, Blacksburg Town Engineer, and Carol Davis, manager of the Blacksburg Sustainability Division, the project is an eye-catching way to educate people of all ages about their local natural resources. Instead of letting storm drains fade into the background, the program grabs people's attention and makes storm drains a part of a conversation about conservation. All over Virginia, storm drain marking is part of various local efforts to increase community engagement and involvement in improving water quality. A picture speaks a thousand words, and in the case of storm drain marking, it can serve as a concrete reminder of the greater connectivity among citizens, water, and ecosystems. Thanks to Torrin Hallett for permission to use this week's music, and we close with about 15 more seconds of storm as one last reminder of the story that water can tell.
Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.